is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what caused the losses in the cattle markets?
I think more than anything, Leslie, we saw the cattle complex give back a lot of the gains it made early in the week. Keep in mind, early in the week, it was technical buying that pulled the market to the upside, and technical selling came back to pull us to the downside, along with profit taking. We saw the boxed beef at mid-morning down 5 cents on choice, up 64 cents on selects, moved to only 47 loads, saw a cattle kill of 107,000 head, and we've heard of cash trading at mostly 155 in the feed yards, pretty much steady with what we saw last week. Now, on the close today, we saw our June cattle down 277, August down 212, August feeders down 280, October feeders down 262, and July lean hogs down $1.12.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
When you think hay season, think deer season, because you can get great deals on John Deere hay tools, including cash discounts or 0% financing for 48 months. Choose a 459 baler and get an additional $1,500 off, or a 630 MOCO and get an extra $2,000 off. Make this your season to save. See your dealer today, and don't forget to ask about the Livestock Loyalty Program. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
And insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7777.
Tom, what happened in the grain market?
Leslie, unfortunately, we saw new lows for the week made in our wheat, our corn, and our soybean futures. As we continue to see the selling dominate the markets to the downside, following the trend to the downside, the only thing that we saw manage to close positive today was our Kansas City wheat contracts, and then they came off their highs of the session. The USDA numbers back on Wednesday did not help our situation, as they did not hold anything price bullish. On the close today, July KC wheat, 2¾ higher. September KC wheat was up 2¼. July Chicago wheat down 0.5 cents. July corn 3½ lower. December corn down 4¾. July soybeans were unchanged, with November beans down 4½. And July cotton 54 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.